things. But once we allow the Lord to do that, then he can polish those things. He can polish that gold. He can fashion that gold and make something where we are useful to him in his kingdom. Number 10, trials or affliction. And number one is oneness or one God, oneness with God. In the midst of all this, whether it's the hallelujahs or the we have the assurance and the certainty that God is with us. And so I'm still seeking a fuller understanding, and I think that's what the additional three visions are all about. They're all different. I'll eventually get to those as well. But my best understanding right now is God is saying he's unlocking the future, or he's opening the door to the future. And we know, it's not in your rotation, I'm just flowing with the Holy Ghost. So, yeah, that's good, I hope. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans. Doesn't matter if you know the plan, you understand? You can rest confidently in the fact that God has a plan. That's where your security lies, and that's where your trust needs to be. That in uncertain times, God has a plan. He knows what he's doing. And so, you know, oftentimes I've said, I'm taking one for the team. You know what that means? Because I'm the pastor, I'm a target. And I take one for the team, gladly. Gladly. I'm always under assault. I don't know if you understand what that means and why I so appreciate your prayers. But you know, you have to take one for the team. It's not just me. It's all of us. Everyone is part of the body. And God is orchestrating something. And he's refining us. He's refining us through all that we've gone through and all that we will still be going through. It's all part of his refining process. But in the middle of this, the plan is unlocking your future, opening the door to realms of things you have no idea about. You know, I never thought I would go to Africa or any of these nations, and now God is opening more and more. I mean, I've been invited two more times, and I'm like, Lord, what is this? You know, why is this? But see, that's the wrong thing to say to the Lord, because why? He has a plan. He has a plan. And so he's unlocking my future. It doesn't matter how old I am or how young I am. God has a plan. And there's a day coming that I'm going to preach from this verse. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things, what things? I don't know. All these things, all that God has ordained for you shall be added unto you. All these things. Not, the scripture says, not one word will fall to the ground of all that God has spoken. Not one word. He's a God of truth. So I think that's probably a good place to stop today as an introduction. We're going to be going through John chapter 10, again, John 10, 1 to 10. There's those digits again presenting themselves. And however long it takes is however long it takes. I barely use my notes today. So, are you ready? Now, there's a song. I can't say I don't like the style, but are you ready? Are you ready for love? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for love? Are you ready for love? Because that's what it is. It's a plan of God's love being released first in you and then through you for His glory. So, if you still have a particular prayer need, or if you just want to be before